Wilcox Show.
All right, the man who is joining us now is touring around this country and seemingly always touring around this country. This one is the Bertie Boy Tour, and you can find out more at BertBertBert.com. Bert Kreischer, a.k.a. The Machine. What are you doing, man?
Oh, nothing. I'm having a great day.
Yeah? Are you lying?
Yeah. No, I'm not. We just bought a new house, and it had a pool, and the pool's broken, so they had to drain it. So I'm about to, for the first time in my entire life, do something I've always wanted to do, and bring a skateboard over and skateboard in a pool.
Bert, you're not a young man anymore. Do you have pads?
No pads, no helmets. I'm going old school, baby.
You also get to do what I've always wanted to do, is do that scene from Caddyshack where Bill Murray pulls the turd out of the bottom of the pool.
Oh, you just got it. That's it.
Right?
Never mind. That's what I'm doing. I was going to shoot a promo video to put on Instagram. That is exactly what I'm doing.
just make sure you tag us.
That's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Bro, that is, here I am thinking I'm going to put myself in physical danger to make a promo video to promote my shows in Charlotte, Durham, and Portland. And now I don't have to because you came up with it. Oh, that's exactly what I'm doing.
About once a year, we're good for an idea, and I guess we just nailed it.
God, how did I see that? It was right in front of me. It's my favorite actor, my favorite scene. Oh, all right. Well, that's it. That's my day.
Just run down to the Baby Ruth store, and you'll be good to go.
That's right.
Of course, I'm so old now that I go, if I have a Baby Ruth, I've got to spend at least 30 minutes on the treadmill.
We're talking with comedian Bert Kreischer.
Speaking of that, I think I was looking on your Instagram. Did you run a 5K at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I ran it with my whole family. And by the way, I've run marathons before and half marathons. So, like, a 5K is not that overwhelming. But for all my friends and family, they were like, are we going to get through this? And I was so obnoxious throughout it. I had my phone and I was Instagram and storying. And so anytime I ran by a big group of people, I'd yell, I'm in the best shape of my adult life.
I'm watching your Bert cast. One of your recent ones, you had Andrew Dice Clay on.
Yes, I did.
How was that?
First off, it's like, okay, I could go back to ninth grade and my buddy Jay was reciting the bits that Dice had done on Rodney's special. And we were crying laughing. And then to have Dice in my man cave, oh my God, what have I done to the earth to get this moment? And then my wife didn't know that he was coming over. And all of a sudden, Andrew Dice Clay is walking through my house. And my wife goes, Dice? And he's like, hey, where the broads at, huh? That was amazing.
You know what's funny is that I think we're all a similar age, and I remember the same thing as you do about Dice. And then I'm watching you and him sitting there on the Bert cast, and something hit me that it was like, we're at a point now, I feel like, in society where I listen to Dice bits and I kind of go, oh, I don't, can you say that? You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm so beyond that thing now. And it was a joy to have that throwback.
And what's insane to me, what I can't wrap my head around is it's a character.
Right.
It's not him. Like, that was a character he did on stage. He would be a nerd, and then he'd turn into this pretend guy, Dice. And then Dice got so big, and no one mentions this, but, like, just like Larry the Cable Guy, he did it. It's a character. It's not who he is. But then the character became him. But with Dice, you got to stop down and go, like, holy cow, man, he's leaned into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about this. His kids, right, only know him as Dice.
That's insane.
Having said that, my kids only know me as the Machine, so technically.
Right, good point.
But that's different, obviously. I mean, you know, if I watch you on a different Bert cast, for example, one of our other favorite people, Gary Goldman, was on your Bert cast not that long ago. And you can go from having a conversation with Dice, which is all dicey stuff, and then have a very introspective sort of, you know, walk through your own mind with Gary Goldman. And so it's, you're not always the Machine.
I think when I started comedy, I was like, I am a little bit of a larger than life personality. Like, I just am that guy. I am loud. I can be obnoxious. But, you know, I'm a very regular human being too. And I think that is the beauty of podcasting, is you get to show both sides of it. You're not just, you know, Dice just had to pick one side, and then that was who he was forever. Forever, no one wanted to do an interview with Andrew Clay, you know?
Right, right.
Like, although I definitely wouldn't mind doing a second interview with Andrew Clay.
Yeah.
Like, that would be cool. It'd be just different clothes. He showed up in khaki shorts.
We are talking to comedian Bert Kreischer. Just curious, so off the air, once he knows you're not rolling, does he ever get out of that character with you behind the scenes?
No. That's the beauty of it, is that that's him now. Like, there's a guy, I won't say his name, because not a lot of people know that it's a character. They don't know that he's a comedian and that he's doing a character. And he came over to my house one time, and he was like, he like dropped the veneer, and he was like, hey, this is me talking right now. I'm not the other guy. And it was so bizarre. We were like, okay. And then you get a guy like Bill Burr, who just is like, he's like, he can't deal with characters at all. Like, he's just, I remember there was a kid at a Christmas party we had, and my uncle called in as Santa, right? And the kid's Jewish. And my uncle as Santa goes, is Jeffrey there? And the kid, so literal, looks at his dad and he goes, Dad, I need to know right now if this is real. Because if this is Santa, we got to change everything in our lives. We're done being Jewish. It was so hilarious that his dad had to pull him outside and be like, because that's the way his brain operates. And his dad's like, look, it's his uncle. And he was like, okay, I can deal with that. Burr is the exact same way. If you bring a character to Burr, Burr goes, yo, lose the hat and scarf. Let's talk to the person here.
I can't stand that either, because I want to know more about the behind the scenes.
I had an opportunity to do something with Borat, and I was like, I can't. I want to talk to Sacha Baron Cohen. That guy is hilarious.
He's amazing. But right,
like, right.
At least be like Dice, where you buy into it, and that's who you are for real forever.
Right, right, right.
Like, be like Dice or Larry the Cable Guy. Pick one. You can't just do the character me sometimes and then be a regular person other times.
I think especially more today, maybe. I think there's less tolerance for that sort of only character thing. People want to know more about the real person. And it gets frustrating.
100%. And that's what I love about podcasting is, you know, you go on Rogan, you go and you're drinking and have a good time. And then all of a sudden, subject changes and they're talking about how much you drink. And you're like, oh, I drink this much. And they're like, oh, my God. And it gets real and it gets serious. And all of a sudden, it's like gets sad. And then we start Sober October and then it gets happy. Like, I like the duality of all that crap.
Agree.
I don't like hypocrites. I don't like... It's the reason I don't like clowns. I swear to God.
Yes. Sing it, Mr. Bert Kreischer.
You put on the makeup, they got a big smile, but they're perverts on the inside. And I want to know that you're a pervert. Just tell me you're a pervert, you know?
I'm a pervert!
I'm not associated with them.
Oh, man. Damn it, Bert. You are so damn fun, dude. It's always such a blast whenever you're on the show. So if people go to BertBertBert.com, that's where you can get tickets to all these shows. And you're hitting tons of markets where the Woody and Wilcox show is on. Bert's going to be in Portland, Maine on March the 1st. He's going to be in Durham at the Performing Arts Center on April the 16th. Greensboro on May 14th, and then in Charlotte at Ovens Auditorium on May 17th. You're busy, man. You're and this thing, it doesn't end, does it?
It doesn't. Look, I wished for this success. I prayed for this success as a kid, and it doesn't feel the way you thought it was going to feel when you're a kid. You thought it would be easier. You thought it would be like more parties and more red carpets. It's not. It's just putting in work and going to the store tonight, doing three shows, writing material so that when I go on tour, I have a brand new hour, and then that's it. And I love it, man. You put me on a tour bus for the rest of my life and do stand-up, I'm the happiest man in the world.
That's awesome. Congrats, man. That's so cool. And congrats on the new crib. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be eating a candy bar thinking about you guys at the bottom of this pool.
I don't think anybody's ever said that about us, but thank you.
Oh, wow.
I wish you were with me to create all these damn promo videos.
Yeah, believe me, it would get worse from here.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say,
let's go out on a high note.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, man. BertBertBert.com. That's Bert Kreischer. As I'm looking over the tour dates, too, those of you listening in Alabama, he's going to be in Montgomery at the Performing Arts Center on March the 13th. And the list goes on and on and on. He's all over the country. So, again, you can find all of Bert Kreischer's dates at BertBertBert.com.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.